fun on the Buzz Radio Network. Listen to your favorite radio station or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
25 sisters, all trading clothes, putting on makeup, getting ready to go. Gonna make it to the tailgate.
Welcome back to the zone. Matt Travis, Matt Stell, Pat Bradley. And let's go straight to the Sticky's Chicken Shack Rock and Roll Hotline. Razorback assistant, basketball coach, TJ Cleveland. What's going on, Coach Cleveland?
Nothing much. Just out here, Cali, trying to get ready for this game tonight.
And you're out in Berkeley now, relaxing a little bit. You guys had any chance to get out and about on campus?
Well, that campus is kind of weird. It's up in the hills, and our hotel is probably 30 minutes away from their campus.
You see any freaks around there in Berkeley? Bill Walton walking around?
I've seen a couple of them. It's a little different from south,
A little different from the Ozark Mountains up there in Fayetteville. When did you guys get to Cali?
We got out here 2 days ago. Just wanted to come out early and kind of adjust to the time, and things like that, and just get our guys out and climbing and kind of just get adjusted. And it's more for the time difference than anything.
Right. Have you guys practiced full practice? I guess yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. We had a full practice yesterday. The first day we got out here, it was a long day of travel, so we got out here and we just shot around, got in the gym, got them a little stretched out a little bit, and we didn't do anything kind of that was strenuous, and just kind of let them relax. And we after yesterday though.
10 p.m. tip off tonight. Is this the latest that you can remember one of your teams having a play? Tournaments, maybe, the preseason, pre-conference tournaments, preseason tournaments, maybe have some strange schedule like that. Does that affect anything you guys do? Do you even address that with the team?
No. That was our whole purpose of coming out early. Of course, it'll be 10 o'clock, you guys, at Central Time, but it'll be 8 o'clock here. So, they hadn't even thought about it. I think they're just, they're just ready to play. Tired of sitting around the hotel, getting hotel blues. They're ready to get in the gym and play against somebody.
Those hotel blues, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, before we get back to tonight's game, I want to ask you about the tournament and probably the talk of the tournament. Most impressive game, best game of the tournament, was that Kentucky-Wichita State game. And I know you got a chance to watch that game. And of course, well, as you've seen Kentucky and watched Kentucky play, what were your thoughts on that?
It was one of the hardest games for me to watch because I had to root for Kentucky. I didn't have to, but I did.
Right.
This has been the first. But I was happy that the SEC had some representation going forward. And, they're a talented bunch, probably most talented overall team, in the country, when you look at pure talent. And they had it going that night. Wichita State is a really, really good team, though. To go 35-1, that's really unbelievable. I would give up anything for that record right now.
No kidding, right?
So, it was a great game, high-level game, two good teams. And, this time of the year, just about, one or two plays can make a difference, and that's what happened in that game. I was telling Pat earlier, a lot of this in tournament play depends on, which team is hot that night.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a better team, but another team is hot that night, and you're not. You'll end up going home. Your season is over.
Assistant Coach TJ Cleveland joining us in the zone. When you were watching that game, and obviously we saw how Kentucky was up and down, and any coach is trying to push buttons on his team to get him to play the best right now on tournament time. Could you think that, of course, probably you thought that they could get back to where they were, but certainly on this level, were you surprised, even though you were rooting for it, were you surprised like a lot of folks were?
Surprised that it was.
That they were able to get back to compete on the level that they're competing on, considering it was, 3 weeks ago that they were out of the top 25 before the SEC tournament, they're out of the top 25. Now they're beating the overall number two seed in the tourney.
I'm not surprised. Those kids, I mean, they're competitive. Sometimes it takes a while for it to come together. And, you know, they're freshmen. I mean, a lot of people keep forgetting they're really talented. They're freshmen. Mm. So you're going to have some ups and downs when you got young kids. These kids were in high school last year. And for them to be on that stage and compete and win and, you know, continue to win, they were winning those kind of games early in the year. Then they went through a little dry spell. And then, you know, get ups and downs with kids at that age. And, you know, they're winning at the right time. That was a big game for them the other day. Now, we'll see what happens next. Hopefully, they don't, you know, that wasn't a championship game. You know, with young kids, sometimes that's that championship game and they don't show up the next game. But, you just never know.
Speaking of never knowing, there was an incredible game, Indiana State, last game, the NIT, opening round of NIT. You guys shot the ball great. Antlon Bell had arguably his best game as a Hog. How do you get these guys in the same mind frame as a home game like that and keeping that positive atmosphere around the team and taking it into tonight's game?
You know, I think the one good thing about Coach Hanson and Pat, you know this system well as anybody, that we don't change a whole lot. We make subtle adjustments, but in the grand scheme of things, I mean, we keep the same format each and every game. So when we leave from home to go on the road to play, I mean, we don't deviate from the game plan. So there's less thinking for our guys and more just getting yourself prepared as a team on what we're going to try to do. And, I mean, we take that same attitude and effort on the road, you know. And the only thing is, on the road out here in California, I told her, don't expect any calls. Don't expect eggs to get any calls going your way. It's just one for all. It's just us, you know, against the referees, against Cal student section, or whoever's in the gym, against the other team. So we just had to have that mindset and just had to have some mental toughness. And I think we've been through enough adversity this year and played on the road enough to where we should be ready.
And do you guys have talked about any kind of revenge factor? I'm sure you guys want to get your hands on them one more time.
We ain't talked about revenge. I'm pretty sure, I mean, realistically, some of the guys amongst themselves, they probably talked about it.
Yeah.
But we, as coaches, our deal is just let's go out and execute what we talked about every day and make sure we don't get beat on the boards like they beat us the first time and play with a lot more toughness. And, you know, and another fact is, you know, Moses Kingsley didn't play that game, and that probably won't happen this game. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you he'll be in there a lot.
And their big kid, Richard Solomon, I from what I've read, he's out for this game officially, which, again, goes back to you guys aren't going to change what you do anyway, so it's you can't really, I guess, look at it, well, he's out, we're going to change anything that we do.
Nah, they're just going to make us play, it should make us play 10 times harder because they're going to have to step their game up with their missing player. And, you know, sometimes that's what teams, somebody goes down and somebody else steps up and, you know, they find that the extra energy from somewhere. So we just have to make sure we take care of what we control on our side.
Last question before I let you go. After tonight's game, you win. Are you going to go, if SMU wins, you guys going to go straight to Dallas? I'm assuming that it's going to be a Wednesday game. I don't want to look ahead, but we can look ahead, right? We're not playing. I'm not playing. I'm just curious how that travel is going to be for you guys.
Yeah. We had those two scenarios where if LSU wins, of course we go back home. But if it's and we take care of our business here, then we will, I think, fly straight to Dallas. So it's almost like one of those NBA road trips.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Well, that'd be good. That's a lot of per diem. That's what that is for those guys. Some extra per diem while they're on the road. All right, TJ Cleveland, appreciate you calling in, buddy. Good luck tonight.
Sure.
We'll be watching, and maybe we'll see you in Dallas. I think he's just cutting out right under the wire. There he is.
Fade to black.
Fade to black. That's the one great thing I